Sault Ste. Marie isn't Nicole Dibble's hometown, but it is home. Originally growing up in southern Ontario, Dibble moved and spent a decade in Toronto before deciding to take the Community Economic and Social Development Program at Algoma University in 2014 and making the Sault home. Since then, Dibble has become well known in the community for social entrepreneurism and advocacy as the owner, operator of the inclusive and innovative community hub Gore Street Cafe, closed in 2018, a strong advocate for Community Wellness Center and 2SLGBTQ+ Safe, R. Space the Club, and as the Equity, Diversity and Event Coordinator for Fringe North. In 2018, Dibble launched Dryer Fire, a community-based, sustainability-focused event coordination and promotions organization. Dryer Fire was launched after I closed Gore Street Cafe, says Dibble. I had been coordinating and holding space for a variety of arts and community events at the cafe and, Dryer Fire, became the moniker I began running events around town under. The name, Dryer Fire, is a reference to the laundromat that Gore Street Cafe was connected to. Dryer Fire events are held at various locations with close proximity to the downtown. The name has become sort of a catch-all for projects I have taken on since then. Like with many other organizations, the COVID pandemic meant that events and activities were put on hold for the better part of 2 years. I just opened my Dryer Fire email for the first time in over a year and discovered booking requests from musicians, says Dibble. It's been a tough few years for people. Artists have had performance and touring income dry up. Dibble notes that playing and touring across Canada has always been a challenging endeavor for independent musicians. It's only become more difficult. I'd like to see a more vibrant and sustainable local art scene, and I want to see touring musicians continue to stop in the Sault. Dibble also feels like, with the recent loosening of restrictions, more events are possible. We're at a point COVID-wise that I can better navigate running events safely. Managing events as a standalone promoter is often challenging and costly. I have done what I could to support things I believe in. Presenting shows has always been a collaboration between myself, musicians, and audiences, says Dibble. The goal has always been to try to make money for those working events, but it hasn't always worked out that way. The entrepreneur has often worked to ensure artists get paid and have hospitality, even if it comes out of pocket. I do see the value of bringing these shows to the community, so I have taken the loss. I am going to continue to try to make these events more sustainable for all those involved. One of the ways to do that is by fundraising for a performance series and a PA system to use for performances. Having a PA would help Dryer Fire more clearly communicate with, and accommodate performers, says Dibble. Then I won't have to ask around and hope someone has equipment available for me to borrow or repeatedly spend money on rentals. It will also cut down on the amount I have to lug equipment around town. I don't drive, so that's a pretty big one. Dibble had previously purchased a second-hand PA that wound up not working as it should. It wasn't long before that went on the fritz. So, I've borrowed from local musicians, Jamie Vincent, Dino Waves, and Steve Edwards, these magnificent tentacles. Case's Music has also very kindly lent me a PA from time to time. Dibble hopes to purchase a new PA from the local music store. They have supported me so much, and they are the last independent music store left in town. Dibble has launched a fundraising campaign for Dryer Fire with a goal of $5,000 to hold 5 shows between May and September, including guaranteed payment for artists and staff, PPE, location costs, as well as PA and sound equipment. I want to support the local art scene and be a good host to touring acts, says Dibble, noting Dryer Fire's plans are scalable. If the full fundraising amount isn't reached, the concert series will be presented on a smaller scale, with fewer shows, and I will get my secondhand PA serviced if possible and continue to borrow or rent equipment. No matter the outcome, Dibble is sure to continue to be a force of positive change in the community. I believe in the power of art, music, and food to bring people together and create positive change. I enjoy organizing events and feel really lucky to be able to do so in Sault Ste. Marie. For more information on Dryer Fire, visit its Facebook or Instagram pages. To contribute to the organization's efforts and support more shows in the community, see Dryer Fire's fundraising page on Indiegogo.